أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يعلموا أن الله هو يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويأخذ الصدقات وأن الله هو التواب الرحيم. وقل اعملوا فسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله والمؤمنون وستردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. وآخرون مرجون لأمر الله إما يعذبهم وإما يتوب عليهم والله عليم حكيم. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 104, 105 and 106 of Surah At-Tawbah. The last few ayats, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about those sahaba of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were sincere. Oversight on their side, they did not participate in the expedition of Tabuk. And before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned to Masjid al-Nabawi, they had tied themselves to the pillars of the masjid, hoping and praying that Allah Ta'ala would forgive. Allah Ta'ala revealed those ayat. They offered their wealth in completion of their tawbah. Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to accept a portion. He accept one third. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks regarding them and this whole ummat. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةً عِبَادِي. That do they not know that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa yaqbalu tawbah, it is He, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who accepts tawbah. This is one very great ni'mat, one very great boon, favor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed upon man in general, is that no matter what the sin is, no matter what state of disbelief a person may be, but when that heart of that person turns towards Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that tawbah. When that person is sincere, immaterial of what the past was. That is the first aspect. The second aspect is وَيَأْخُذُ الصَّدَقَاتِ, and that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes that sadaqat. Allah ta'ala takes those charities. If Allah ta'ala had so desired, Allah Ta'ala could have rejected our sadaqat, our charities, even if it would have been with what kind of heart. But yet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is such that we give out in the path of Allah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accepts. These are two very great ni'mats and favors of Allah that doesn't even strike our hearts. That what if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had not accepted our sadaqat? A time will come when man will be looking for people to give his zakat, he will not find anyone to give that zakat. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and prior to that, there were people who refused to give zakat, they refused to give the charities, and then Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Anbiya of the past, did not accept thereafter on the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. If these two doors are closed, mankind is doomed. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابِ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the absolute acceptor of repentance when one repents. Ar-Rahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind, most compassionate. He accepts the tawbah, He accepts the sadaqah. وَقُلِ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, particularly to the munafiqeen, اِعْمَلُوا, practice. فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soon watch, Allah will see your deeds, your actions. So would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so would the believers, that you have erred, you had not participated, you've got nifaq and hypocrisy in your heart, but Allah Ta'ala watches. And if you turn towards Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your tawbah. If not, وَسَتُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَلِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ, then you will be returned to the knower of the unseen and the seen. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will inform you of your deeds, what you had done. وَآخَرُونَ مُرْجَوْنَ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ. There was another group of sincere Sahaba that had not participated in the expedition of Tabuk. Mention about them will come in a few ayats. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks with regards to them, that there were others whose matters were deferred لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ, to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Hilal ibn Umayyah, Sayyidina Murara ibn Rabi'ah, they tarried, they delayed, they didn't go out in the path of Allah, and it was already time for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come back. So these were those Sahaba that didn't tie themselves to the pillars. Those that tied, their matter was discussed. Allah Ta'ala had closed their case. But these were those Sahaba that didn't come and tie themselves to the pillars of Masjid al-Nabawi. However, they were 100% truthful to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite the fact that they could have offered excuses. They could have, like the munafiqeen had done, spoken to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a way that they were not truthful, but they didn't seek any one of those options. They were absolutely truthful to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imma yu'adhibuhum wa imma yatubu alayhim. Either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would punish them, or Allah ta'ala would forgive them. 50 days had passed, the boycott of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba, and then Allah ta'ala had forgiven them. Wallahu alimun hakim. And Allah ta'ala is the knower of everything. Allah ta'ala is all knowing. Hakim, Allah ta'ala is all wise. So we learn one very, very important lesson here, that the doors of Tawbah has never ever closed. Allah has not closed that door. Hence, it will remain open right till Sakarat and Gharghara of Maut, right till the sun rises from the west. Let us enter the door of Tawbah always, and whenever we do anything, whenever we give anything, remember it is Allah's grace that Allah Ta'ala accepts from us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.